Leaders are all around us at all times and in every area of our lives. They motivate. They risk the first step. But what motivates a leader? In our Central Texas Leadership Series, KWBU has invited local leaders to talk with people they know who guide and inspire to find out what makes them tick. In this episode, Scott Felton, County Judge for McLennan County. Hosting the conversation is Executive Vice President for Marketing at First National Bank of Central Texas, Jim Haller. This program was recorded July 24, 2014 at the KWBU studio.
Welcome to KWBU's Central Texas Leadership Series. I'm Jim Haller talking today with Scott Felton, County Judge for McLennan County. Well, Scott, first of all, let me say it's great to have you on the program today. And as longtime friends and business co-workers and going back many, many years, it's a privilege to now visit with you as our county judge.
Thank you, Jim, and it's always good to see a familiar face.
Well, I appreciate that. That's a good one. Scott, of course, I've heard many people say Scott is the perfect McLennan County judge because of his background. So many times in so many counties around the country, we have people that are not natives to the area. You grew up in McLennan County. You've been part of this area your whole life. Tell us a little bit about your schooling and background and family and all those good things.
Well, thank you, Jim. I was raised in near a little town called Elk, and it's on the eastern side of McLennan County. And there was a little two-room school that I was in first and second grade there. And then the school consolidated with Axtell and Mart. It was kind of a split. And so we ended up, our family was on the side of the road that went to Mart High School. So we rode 13 miles on bus 13 to the Mart Elementary School. And so despite the 13s, we made it safely, and we really enjoyed our relationship with all the people in that Mart, Elk, and Axtell area. After I got out of high school, my parents were in the ranching business, ranching and farming, and I was involved in that and went to college at Texas State, which is formerly Southwest Texas State, but continued to come back often to home to McLennan County and ended up working for the family ranching operation. And after my father passed away, well, I continued as a family partner manager of that operations as well as a partnership that my father had then. And I don't know if you want me to go on to where I kind of settled in the downtown area.
Well, no, that's one thing that I wanted to definitely lead into. Scott, of course, is the former president of Wells Fargo Bank here in Waco and has been such a big part of the business community. But what I think, I hear so many people commenting on you're perfect for the job because you've been a civic leader. You've been, you know, chairman of the Heart of Texas Fair and Rodeo Board. You're on the executive committee of the Waco Chamber of Commerce. Talk a little bit about that and how it's prepared you for what you're doing now.
Well, I have been involved in a lot of things. And, of course, you know as well as anybody in the banking business, you're encouraged to be involved in the community so you'll know what's going on and be mm-hmm. able to take advantage of opportunities in regards to finance and those things. And so you kind of lend yourself to the community in that regard, which you've done a great job in that. And probably my earliest connection of anything of any size was the Heart of Texas Fair. And I started out as a volunteer there and then was voted on to be a director and got very active in it and with the ended up being chairman of the rodeo committee, which I enjoyed immensely. But the Waco Business League and the Chamber were the other two areas that I got involved with as well. And being shoulder to shoulder with many of the business leaders in the community gave me a lot of knowledge and a lot of insight on how they approach problems and how you even bring problems to the forefront and be able to talk mm-hmm. about them. And so that was a great experience, and I owe both of those groups a lot. And I still, of course, the Waco Chamber of Commerce has a contract with the county to do economic development and represent us in various areas. So, you know, those were great organizations. Also, there's when you volunteer, I think it's important not only to be involved in the business side, but also in charity side. And my first, in fact, I really felt guilty about not being involved in boards that help people that needed a hand up and those things. And so I got on the board of Caritas, and it opened up a whole new world to me. And from there, I was asked to serve on the United Way board. And so I served on that for quite a few years and ended up being the campaign chairman for a year and then also president of the board. And that shows you all the rest of the community. And I think that's important to know that piece of it as well.
Well, I think it's important that our listeners understand the vast experiences you have in all phases of, you mentioned civic and charity and all. I know you've been president of the Providence Hospital Foundation Board for a long time, and I know that was a big part of your background preparing you for where you are now.
Right, and that was a kind of another piece, because all types of people come into those hospitals, and those hospitals have a mission, and so you have to keep focused on the mission. So raising money has been part of what I've done as well. So.
Well, let's jump in right now to your big responsibility as county judge, and I'm going to start with this question, Scott. You mentioned you were past chair of the Heart of Texas Fair Board. Not many people in our community totally understand the relationship between the county and the fair. Tell us, as I understand it, the fairgrounds is one of the biggest assets the county has.
Well, that's true, Jim, and it also is the only facilities that we're associated with that brings entertainment to the community and quality of life and education and those things. The county's relationship is that the county owns the property, and the fair, the county court does not run the fair and rodeo. That's ran by a fine board of directors that operate out there. And we do provide some about $100,000 a year in capital improvements and those things, which is new. We haven't been doing that very long. But we're very proud of the association with the fair board, and we feel very responsible for those facilities out there and want to keep them up.
And all that acreage that the fair complex sits on, that is all owned by McLennan County, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
And the $100,000 a year goes toward help for upkeep, et cetera.
The strings that are attached there is that we ask them to do things that bring economic impact back to the community. In other words, expanding their horse show facilities and those things that would allow them to bring larger shows in. Those people come to town. They spend a lot of money. They leave that money there when they leave. And so there's a high return back to the community on tourism money.
You mentioned the entertainment value of what the complex brings to the community. Tell us a little bit about how much county government is involved with quality of life in the McLennan County area. You gave a good example of the fair.
Well, I think other areas is being involved with Downtown Development Corporation and the Public Improvement District and all those things have a place in really managing what, as we develop and redevelop our community, be sure we bring in the right pieces to make Waco just a great place to live in McLennan County. And when these large companies are looking at sending some of their top executives into Waco to build a plant, those executives say, well, what kind of life can I expect in Waco? So we think that entertainment and the arts and those things are an important part of that. And I didn't always understand that, but I very much do so now.
Now, for those of you who are just joining us, this is KWBU's Central Texas Leadership Series. I'm Jim Haller, talking today with Scott Felton, County Judge for McKellen County. Scott, we're going to carry on, of course, quite a bit with your role as County Judge and the great responsibility you have. You came directly out of the business world as a bank president, and all of a sudden, you're County Judge. What really has been the biggest surprise to you that you've found that you've got as a challenge?
Well, as you know, businesses move at a fairly fast pace. In other words, when there's a consensus in a business that something's a good idea, you move on starting the next day many times. Where in government, it takes longer to get the consensus, although we do meet once a week every Tuesday in Commissioner's Court. But the other thing is all the outside forces that come into play of trying to actually manage a expense budget and a revenue budget, where some of those things are the type and quality of services you provide, the politics around which one drives to the front, and those things. And, of course, I was appointed to the position and didn't have to run for it. But I've always thought that if you didn't let politics drive the decision, if you let the facts drive it and what is the best for the taxpayer, not the voter, the taxpayer, then you will, people will see that, and you'll be supported in the years to come. So that's one of the things that you wrestle with. The county is a big business. We have an expense budget of about $77 million, and we have about 950 full-time and part-time employees. We have about another 300 retired employees that are still receiving benefits. So it's a significant size business, and you have to be careful. Just from my less than 2 years that I've been there, I've learned to expect the unexpected, and there's things that happen that you don't expect that throws the balance off of what your plans are, and you know, and those things. So that's been a big deal as well. Over the last 7 or 8 years, the county had about $30 million in what we call unassigned unassigned fund balance, and that's like your cash position for an individual. And the criminal justice cost was about half to two-thirds of what it is right now, and then it skyrocketed, and it ate up a huge portion of that fund balance reserve. And so we only had about a year and a half to 2 years' worth of operating budget left at the trend we were going. And so we had to turn on the business switches right then. And fortunately, there's several commissioners and really the commissioner's court at whole grasped the situation we were in, and we cut about $4 million in expenses. And we went through a very transparent and laborious time in doing that, so the public knew what we were doing. And we were hopeful that they would come to the same conclusion that we did. We've done all we can do in cutting expenses, and the only other thing that hadn't been done in several years was to raise taxes, and you know, that sends a shiver down your back when you talk about it, and I guess especially for those running for office. But the fact of it is, you've got to pay for these services that you provide the community. So we did that, and we're in the budgeting process right now, and I feel very confident that we succeeded in last year's budgeting to right-size our ship, and we're back growing our fund balance. One thing I'm concerned about is the continued rise in the criminal justice side. We have more inmates than we've had in a long time. The cost of indigent defense is skyrocketing. Feeding and care, very expensive. Medical, all those things. And the other thing is there's some infrastructure needs out in our roads as well. And not because they haven't been taken care of, but because we're growing. And we have more commercial activity than we've had before out in the rural areas as well as in town. And so the rate of repair and maintenance has stepped up quite a bit over the last several years. So we've got that looking at us right now. There's a lot of talk about what are we going to do about Spielville Road, where it was built for a certain amount of traffic, and now it's doubled. And so we're working on that as we speak. And so that's our challenges there.
Scott, you mentioned the county commissioners, and I know that's something that a lot of our listeners and a lot of citizens of McLennan County are not real well versed on their duties and when they meet, how they meet. Tell us, can any citizen of McLennan County come in and sit in on the commissioners' meetings?
Sure, and they can speak as well. There's a point at the front of the meeting after it opens that if someone wants to speak for 2 or 3 minutes to the court, they have an opportunity to do so, and I encourage it.
When does the court meet?
Every Tuesday at 9 a.m. And then we also post, if they're, like right now, we're posting for multiple days during the week so we can get the budget behind us and come to, you know, whatever consensus we're going to come to on what that budget ought to be. So it's made up, the commissioner's court's made up of four commissioners, and they represent geographic precincts within that area. And one of their duties is to manage specifically the road and bridge area for their precinct. So they have their own barns and their own equipment and those things, which that's something else to look at. The other thing is then they meet as a group, and their power has to be the majority of the vote wins. In other words, you have to get three. I'm the fifth person on that court, and my vote is not any larger or any stronger than anybody else. It takes, it has to be at least a 3-2 to move in a certain direction. So we take all the other business that comes to the county dealing with that as well. And it could be, we're self-insured, so we spend a lot of time on our insurance plan. You know, we've got in the sheriff's department, you know, more than 80 vehicles there. We've got vehicles in road and bridge. We've got them. And so, you know, how do we, you know, buying bulk fuel and doing things like that to get economies of scale to be able to handle all these expenses is another area.
Well, tell us quickly, you mentioned these four county commissioners have a vote equal to yours.
Right.
Who are the four commissioners and what areas of our county do they represent?
Well, Precinct 1 is Commissioner Snell, Kelly Snell, and he's kind of on the Lorena, Rosen, if you start from I-35 and Lorena and move back towards the river south of Waco, and then next is Precinct 2, Commissioner Lester Gibson, that covers far eastern McLennan County and Belmead and right up to Lacey Lakeview, and then Will Jones picks up on the other side, like where Conley High School is, back towards west, and then coming around into the north side of Waco. And then Commissioner Ben Perry picks up the Woodway area, sweeping on around to back to Loop 340 and that area, and meets up back into Commissioner Snell's area there.
For those of you who are just joining us, this is KWBU's Central Texas Leadership Series. I'm Jim Haller, talking today with Scott Felton, County Judge for McLennan County. Scott, earlier you mentioned that the county had over 900 employees. Does that include all of the Sheriff's Department folks, the jailers, everybody?
Right. The Sheriff's Department is the largest because they not only have the folks that are out protecting us on the patrols and those things, but also the jail on Highway 6. And so we have to have, by statute, we have to have so many jailers for the number of inmates we have. And so we're running at a maximum there. So that's the largest department. And then the road and bridges combined, if you put all those people, or is probably the next, but it's fairly close to the county clerk's office, district clerk's office, and the tax assessor and collector's office. And those are the major ones in the pool out there.
Okay, that's enough for county business. Let's talk about Scott Felton, the friend, the person, the people that everybody in McLennan County knows. When you have a chance to just get out of that office and do whatever you want to do, what do you like to do as hobbies?
Well, on fun things, I'm pretty low. I'm pretty low key, but I do like to fish and hunt and be outdoors. And I still raise horses and grandkids. I've got 8 grandkids. We spend a lot more time with them than we do other things now as well. So. In fact, I'm planning a trip out to West Texas with some of my grandkids.
Well, tell us about your kids and grandkids. We want to know all we can about Scott Felton.
Well, oldest is my son, Perry. And Perry is a banker here in town. And then my middle daughter is Lindley. And, Perry, back to Perry, he's got 3 children, he and his wife, and they've got one of those brand new 5-month-old. Mm-hmm. And then Lindley and her husband Hunter have 2 kids, and Lindley works for an accounting firm here in town. And then my youngest daughter Kelly lives in Austin, and she and her husband Andrew have 3 kids, and he's an attorney there, and she's a pharmaceutical salesperson. So we get together, you know, Austin's not that far, so we'll either go down there or they come here, and we have big time and take the kids on, you know, skiing or whatever they want to do. And
Well, tell us about your wonderful wife, Mary Ann, always smiling, always happy.
Yeah, my sister always says that you can't complain about being married to Scott because you've known him all your life. And I actually remember the night she was born. Because it was the first time I saw snow when I was 4 years old. So, but her father ran a ranch right next to the ranch I was raised on, and was a family friend, you know, up all the way through his life and his Marianne's mother's life. And so we've known each other forever, and got married 40 plus years ago. And
you're that old?
Oh, just barely.
Well, Scott, I know obviously your family's so important to you and you have a lot of fun with them, but I know I'm a big sports fan, and it seems like every time I go to a Baylor game, whatever it is, I see our county judge there.
Yeah.
You obviously enjoy
it.
That.
Yeah, and, you know, aren't we fortunate to have a winning team here in the community with not only Baylor's football and but their basketball, and so, you know, they're just all doing a great job in both men and women sports. And, of course, you know I like rodeo, and so we are still involved in the Hard Texas Fair, but from time to time go out to the national finals and things like that. So.
You know, I think there's a lot of sports and activities in our county that people kind of take for granted, but it's kind of fun to think we live in a county that the 3 biggest counties in the state do not even have. I'm talking about Dallas County, Harris County, Bear County,
yeah.
San Antonio, Houston, Dallas. None of those have Big 12 athletics. And
right
here where you and I have the great pleasure to live, we've got it.
I know it, and it's just wonderful. And it gets back to the quality of life that you can have here in McLennan County. If you like sports, if you like arts, if you like rodeo, if you like paddling down the river, we've got it right here. We are very blessed with all these natural resources. And it's been a long time coming, but it seems like to me we're leveraging those the best we've ever had. And, you know, as we mentioned Baylor, they've been a big part of this. They have been, they've kind of reignited the effort to make this community what it should be.
Well, I know as county judge, you're well aware of the benefits that MCC and TSTC bring
Absolutely.
To our community. Let's talk about them just a minute.
Well, they, you know, that is a great point. Right now, we have a workforce, but we lack skill. And if it was not for TSTC and MCC, we would be just treading water. But I cannot say enough about how both of those schools have jumped in, and they listen to what the employers say, the manufacturers and service companies and all that, and they're matching up their curriculums to fit the needs of this community. And, you know, we couldn't do it without them. I mean, if they were another 50 miles away, we would be dead in the water. But to have them right here and well-managed, well-run educational facilities here. So, yes, you're right. We're very fortunate. And WISD's jumping right in there as well and bringing in all the other school districts with the advanced manufacturing academies. And it's just perfect for what we need.
Well, great points. We've just got a minute or two left, Scott, but let me ask you this and briefly. What do you see as your biggest challenge as our county judge? What do you want to see done that's going to be a real challenge?
I think I think to modernize ourselves in a little bit faster pace, technology-wise, and that's not just so we can email each other quicker. It's about road and bridges and engineering and being able to dispatch effectively, provide safety and those things. It, you know, there I think there's room for us to grow in that area. And back to road and bridge, I think that there's new techniques that we're learning, also new structures of road and bridge, like what's called the unit road system. And basically what that amounts to is just running most of the road and bridge responsibilities out of one office. And it's, you know, it takes a top engineer and a time manager and all those things to make it happen, but I think it would be good for the county.
Briefly tell us your involvement with the infrastructure of our county, with the highways and all the ways of transportation. What part do you and all of your officials play in that?
Well, we try to keep in touch with what, you know, TxDOT is in the federal highway programs are the main centers, but we have to be able to be sure we're leading into there to use their trails as a primary way to offshoot into the critical parts of our community. And so being a part of that and being knowledgeable, and so both the city and the county, as well as some of the larger, smaller communities, very much involved as well. So that's a very important thing. But the other big thing is water. And we are just starting to work hand-in-hand with each other to be sure that, you know, water is one of our great resources here in Waco, and we need to, some counties are short of it. Well, we have a lot of water, but we want to keep it. And if we're not careful, it could be taken away from us. So, you know, we're very much in tune with the water situation and Brazos River Authority's part in it, and City of Waco, and, you know, all the surrounding communities as well.
Well, Scott, it's time to close, but I can't thank you enough for this very informative session. Get to know you better, and our listeners can say now they know a whole lot more about what the county judge does. Thank you for what you do for all of us. It's been a pleasure to visit with you.
Thank you, Jim. The pleasure's been mine.
This program was recorded July 24th, 2014 at the KWBU studio.